Today we are joined by the Manhattan Beach Police Department. They are helping to support the Red Cross, and they also have a special blood drive that they do every year. We're going to hear about it today. We are joined by Sergeant of Community Affairs, Sergeant Tim Zins, and then also with us is Officer Christy Colombo of Community Affairs, so a public information officer.
Yes.
And can I go informal now and use your first names? Tim and Christy.
Yes, please. Is that okay? Tim and Christy would be perfect.
And so 100 years the American Red Cross has been servicing Southern California, Los Angeles.
That is correct.
Yeah, Christy. So do you want to talk about that connection, how you decided to work with them and support them this month?
It's pretty amazing and pretty incredible. 100 years is an incredible length of time for Red Cross to be serving Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And the way I found out about it is I was at a downtown business meeting in Manhattan Beach where I work, and I was a representative from Red Cross named Nini was at the meeting, and she was talking about the 100-year celebration of Red Cross, and she was saying about things that the fire department in Manhattan Beach were doing. They're going to wear red shirts for the month in honor and celebration of Red Cross, and I was starting to think of, wow, what are we doing? And so I went back to work and talked to my boss, Sergeant Zins, Tim, and we started talking, and we both decided that we really have to do something to honor them in Manhattan Beach.
So you're helping to support them this month. And then also, do you want to talk a little bit, introduce us to the blood drive that comes up? You do this every year for Officer Vasquez, a memory of him.
I think I'll have Tim talk about
that. Tim, do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. Officer Mark Vasquez was a police officer with our police department. And back in December of 2007, he was diagnosed with blood cancer.
Myeloma, multiple myeloma, yeah.
And so Mark was in the fight for his life, into which the Red Cross played a huge role in helping him fight for his life. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Mark passed away on May 15th of 2011, in which he was a Superman, we called him at the time, because the doctors didn't give him much time to live, and yet he lived 6 years and ended up, unfortunately, passing away in 2011. And since then, we started teaming up with the Red Cross and having our Officer Mark Vasquez blood drive, which always occurs on his birthday, which is May 22nd. And we'll be having it this year on his birthday, May 22nd, at our Joslyn Center, which is located in Manhattan Beach on Valley Drive, right near the police station.
This is the sixth year of the blood drive, right? And he was very young. Officer Vasquez was young.
Yes, he passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 36.
So sorry for your loss. And he has a family, right?
Correct. Yeah. His wife, Lee, his daughter, Madison, and his other daughter, Ashley.
I'm sure that they are very proud to do this in his memory with you every year.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're a big part of it.
Right. And then the support from the community comes in during the blood drive. And you have a relationship with the Red Cross, Christy, on a regular basis. And then this year is the 100-year anniversary of serving Los Angeles. And so you've dedicated the month of March to them from the Manhattan Police Department.
Yeah. So through the month of March, our goal as a police department and supporter of Red Cross through the month of March is to just spread awareness, to let people know there's actually a blood shortage in Los Angeles right now. And actually the most critical time and the most need for blood, of course, aside from like disasters, is during the summertime. And this is, you know, new information that I learned through the Red Cross that I think is important to share with people, you know, donate blood. And so our goal is to just raise awareness. So at the police department, we have gotten authorization through our chief of police, Chief Eve Irvine, to be able to wear the Red Cross pins in support. And so, you know, when we're walking around, our patrol officers have them on even. And so our thought and our goal is, you know, to spread awareness and let people know, have people ask us, hey, why are you wearing that pin? And then we can let them know the celebration of 100 years of Red Cross in Los Angeles, which is amazing. And then to let people know of the need for blood and the shortage that we're having right now.
And didn't know that there was a shortage right now. So you're letting me know know something I didn't know either. So yeah. right now we have a shortage. Right now, help is needed.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I think it's important for everybody, you know, step up, donate, give blood, contact the Red Cross and see what you can do to help.
Yeah. And throughout the year, which is great that you're wearing the pin today, supporting them, and other departments also in the city are doing things to support the Red Cross this month.
Yeah. I learned there's several things going on. I don't have the exact dates, but LAX, they've got their pillars out front. They're actually going to be red and white for, I think, close to a week. So there's all kinds of businesses, entities that are celebrating the 100 years of Red Cross.
And Tim, how did you come up with the blood drive idea to honor Officer Vasquez? How did that come about?
Well, at the time, he was having blood transfusions. Uh-huh. And with him being in the fight for his life mm-hmm. and needing so much blood, we started advertising and getting the word out with other police departments. And then the word just started to spread from there about the need for blood. And like what we talked about earlier,
right.
Not just during casualty or mm-hmm. a time of crisis, but we need to have the awareness that blood is needed at all times. And so after Mark passed away, we just continued to spread the word and have the blood drive so we can help out the Red Cross as much as we can with the blood donations.
And this year it's at Joslyn Community Center?
Correct.
Yeah. And do you have a lot of people show up to support?
Yes, we do. A lot of residents in Manhattan Beach and a lot of other residents in the South Bay come out to support us.
And Mark was amazing. I mean, both Tim and I personally knew Mark and we mm-hmm. worked with Mark. And I mean, even during his sickest times, when he probably shouldn't be at work, he loved being a police officer. And so he'd come to work and you'd look at him and you'd tell, you know, he was sick, but he always had a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. He always smiled. He was so positive. He was such an amazing influence, an amazing person.
So he was really giving it all when he was fighting for his life still.
Yes.
Giving as much as he could.
He was.
Mm-hmm,
he was at work. I mean, he could have been home and he could have been sitting around, but he was at work. He wanted to give back to the community. And so my goal, my hope this year is that this blood drive can be the biggest blood drive that we've had yet.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working with Alice Land from the Red Cross, and she sets up blood drives. And we've had so much support through Red Cross and internally through our police department. Sergeant Zins and I have talked to so many people, and we're even working with our fire department. And Mark Vasquez knew so many people. Everyone wants to honor him and wants to help out. And so I feel like this year, especially with the 100-year celebration of Red Cross, you know, that this is going to be the biggest blood drive yet.
Yeah. His memory goes on to inspire people.
Absolutely.
To help. Yeah. And you have a rivalry going on with the fire department?
It's a friendly one. It's a friendly one. Yeah. It's a friendly one.
They have their blood drive at our hometown fair in October uh-huh. and ours is in May. So of course we want to do the best to outdo the fire department and get more participants. So
yes,
friendly rivalry.
Friendly.
So you can show them up earlier in spring, right?
Yes. We can show them what they need to do to
exactly.
keep up with us.
It's Monday, May 22nd.
So that mm-hmm. it's actually going to be, we're going to do 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Extended.
Yes.
So the blood drive this year is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
At the Joslyn Community Center. And that's Monday, May 22nd.
In honor of Mark's birthday.
Yes.
That was Mark's birthday. So, I mean, it's quite an event. His family will be there. They're always there every year to support and to meet and greet people. And, you know, it's you know, just come out. We want everybody to come out, you know, make a day of it. Come hang out. Manhattan Beach, it's a nice place to be. So come out, donate blood, and then, you know, go down to the pier, go shop, go eat. But it's a good excuse to come to Manhattan Beach.
Yes, and you can find out about it on your website, right? If you want to get more details or information about it closer to the date.
Yes.
It's on the Manhattan Beach Police Department
website.
It'll
be on our Facebook page also.
Yeah, so and you can Google it. And how do you both like working at Manhattan Beach Police Department?
We love it. It's very hometown community, mm-hmm. and we're fortunate to have wonderful residents that support us. And we can't do our job without the cooperation of our residents. So it's a wonderful place to work.
It's beautiful too.
It is.
The scenery is nice too. Yeah,
it's not bad. I think we have like over 2 miles of coastline. Uh-huh. So definitely not a bad place to work. It's beautiful. If you're ever feeling stressed out, you know, just looking at the ocean waves, it's pretty amazing and relaxing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to live, to work, and to visit. And you also have a lot of community outreach programs. So you have a emergency preparedness program.
Correct.
Through the
police
department.
We do have a CERT program that is run through the fire department.
Yeah, and a neighborhood watch program.
Yes, uh-huh. And actually our neighborhood watch program is one of the strongest departments around. You know, it's pretty amazing. We've got, gosh, what is it now? Over, I think, 500 block captains. Mm-hmm. And that's just block captains. That's not including the people on the blocks. So, you know, as police officers, we do count on citizens and residents and people shopping in Manhattan Beach to let us know if something seems out of the ordinary. And we've got a lot of great people that are involved in Neighborhood Watch that do call us if they see suspicious things. We get tips and we catch people based on, you know, somebody maybe seeing somebody suspicious or something out of the ordinary on their block. And we catch criminals that way. So it's great.
And you also have the alerts, right? Nixle alerts. Yeah.
Nixle alerts have been wonderful. And
you text people
correct.
En masse correct. To let them know something's going down or you need their help, right?
Yes. Yeah. And a great example of it was last week where we had a stolen vehicle and a suspect who was outstanding. And we sent out a Nixle alert with the suspect description. And a couple of the residents that saw the Nixle alert called up and helped us capture the suspect. So wow. That's the way things should work in mm-hmm. law enforcement.
And for Nixle Alert, it's Nixle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, CHP has it, LAPD has it. So you can just, you know, search Nixle.com and put in various zip codes or various addresses, and you can sign up for whatever city you're in. It's not exclusive to Manhattan Beach. There's cities all over the United States that have the Nixle Alerts.
Yeah, it's something we have here in Los Angeles, too. Thank you for coming today and talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Sergeant Zins and Officer Colombo. And anything else you want to leave us with?
I think we're hiring, aren't we?
We are hiring police officers. If anybody is interested in a career in law enforcement, we are hiring police officers. Mm-hmm. And they can find information on the city's webpage. And just get out and give blood. That's what we want people to do this month.
Absolutely. And yeah, again, please, wherever you're at, you don't have to RSVP to our event for our 6th annual Mark Vasquez Memorial event, Blood Drive. It's again on Monday, May 22nd from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. At the Jocelyn Center, 1601 Valley Drive, Manhattan Beach. So come out. You can just come, show up. We may have all kinds of good surprises in store, but we're not going to reveal all that right now.
Thank you for ending with all the information for us, too, Christy. Manhattan Beach Police Department, helping to support the American Red Cross.